Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
And welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media.
Wow, wow, with that nice booming auctioneer voice. Hey, happy Friday to you, to all
the
our
radio
listeners.
Voice.
August 20th, also, August 17th, much love, and shout out to my boy Roland.
August 17th.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
And also, let's give a happy belated shout out to not only you, Mr. Roland Hill, but your son, Ira Hill, who also shares the same birthday. Am I correct?
Yeah, August 13th, yep.
That is absolutely correct.
I was 29 again.
That's right. These young men here, as we shall say, enjoyed another glorious, blessed year that the good Lord has given them the opportunity to breathe this fresh air.
Breathe everything.
Exactly. Everything. Well, once again, to our listeners out there, thank you very much for joining us, every last one of you all out there.
And welcome back, football.
Absolutely. Football. We have the preseason starting.
I miss football, man. I started jonesing, man.
You start getting that twitch. You start reaching for the pipe, NFL pipe.
Big news. Whoop.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nope, we got big news. Effie playing football. Pads, first night in pads.
Oh.
With pants, with the pads on the knees and on the
hips thighs.
And shoulder pads, helmet, chest pad, every pad, got tackled, broke his arm.
Did he?
Broke his arm, green break in the ulna snap through.
Yep. Green stick fracture.
Yep, that's what it's
called. A green stick fracture.
And they put it back together. And he's laid in a hospital bed. He comes out from under the ether or whatever they gave him. They did it what do they call it? Conscious
Twilight.
Sedation.
Twilight. Yeah. What they call it. Yeah.
And, he comes out from under that and he looks at me and he goes, "Dad, I cried on the field."
You're like, I ain't no punk now. Anybody will watch it, right?
But he's like, I'm ready to go back. I want to be back out there. He says, my teammates, I got to go back out there. And the coach was cool. He was there.
Okay.
Coach Corey Sanders, and he was at the hospital with us, and he was like, "Well, I don't know if he can play." And Efren was like, "But my teammates. He goes, "I could be there. I could help you coach. I can coach. You know, I can." He goes, "I can cheer him on. Come on, guys." But the spirit.
Yes.
I am so
moved.
I am impressed with the spirit of this child in when it comes to competitiveness.
And now share with those who don't know tell them how Effie is.
Efren is 5 years old. He's 5 years old. He was the smallest kid on the team. With the biggest heart.
Yeah.
With the biggest heart. Run up against anybody and not that he was the smallest of the 5 year olds. It went 6 and 7 year olds also. So
yeah.
he was the smallest kid on the team. Actually, they were talking about taking those kids and not letting them play.
And creating maybe an own league or just they may not.
Well, I don't know if there's enough of them because there's not enough people. They'll put them in flag like you do.
Yeah.
Put them in flag first.
Yeah.
But,
let me say this, okay? Fair warning to everybody. It's not that I told you so, because it's not. It could have happened anyway. I definitely would say, hey, put him back out there if he wants to go.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. definitely. You know, if he's ready to go and he wants to go and doctor says he can go, then he's back out there. It's his decision. And after seeing the kid laying on the field with his arm with a bone sticking out in his arm. And he's not crying. He's just looking. What's wrong? You know, he's moving his fingers and his legs. And, you know, I pick him up and carry him to the car. His heart is, he's got a strong heart. Strong-willed kid, man. This kid wants to play football. He's got football in his blood.
Well, good for him. And, hey, Effie, from all of us to you, we're wishing you a fast and speedy recovery, and you come on back now, okay?
He's going to be back.
Before we move on, let's talk briefly about the wrap-up to the Olympics. What did you think, if anything, about the USA's people want to say struggles, but the fact of the matter is they won the gold medal, and obviously I'm talking about the USA men basketball team closing out Spain and bringing the gold medal home. Any thoughts with respect to that?
None other than what I was speaking of last week, where I think that it should be amateurs. I don't think that, you know, you say your country's best, but, you know, what about these kids that, you know, are putting in their time, working really hard, and here's an opportunity for them to go and shine and get a gold medal or get, I think the NBA should be recruiting from the Olympic team instead of adding two. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you're kind of the purist, if you will. You know, prior to the 92, we normally would send just our collegiate amateurs over, and they were facing.
And what happened to baseball and softball?
Yeah, I know.
They got BMX bicycle
right,
riders.
Right, I know. That trip, yeah, they got BMX riders.
But hold on.
That's
there.
That
now, I'll say, yes, they have BMX bike riding on
I got
there,
a problem with
but
that.
But it's cool. I like it. And, you know, they're short sprints. You know, they're not long. They got them long races. This is a good race, too. I like these races where they're jumping and all that. But how did that, well, we don't know how, but we're sure we could figure it out. How'd that get in? And we got baseball up. But then again, on the one hand, you got the World Baseball Cup. You
got the World Baseball Championship.
Right. Yeah. You got them playing.
But still,
you know,
you have FIBA. When they do the FIBA championships with respect to basketball, that's the World Championships of Basketball.
Yeah, and you got FIFA?
Yeah.
Soccer.
Right.
Yep.
Now, you allow those games into the Olympics. Now, all of a sudden, we cut out baseball and softball in favor of things like trampoline.
Well, what trampoline?
Trampoline is an actual medal sport in the Olympics.
Really?
Trampoline.
Well, okay. Maybe they don't have enough baseball teams around the world.
Are you kidding me? If they have enough baseball teams to play in the world championships, as you said, then you got enough to at least introduce that many teams to play in the Olympics. Because you
maybe
have,
the games are too long.
No, I mean, it never was too long before. There's no good
maybe they didn't have any stadiums in England.
let's just put it this way. It was no good reason for them not to have baseball being part of the Olympics. There was no good reason not to have softball be part of
the
Olympics.
Now, I wonder if they, when the Olympics goes like to Brazil, and they say, we don't have soccer fields, which they do, but we don't have, we don't play soccer here, so we're not going to have any soccer fields. Do they eliminate that sport for that time of the Olympics? They can, huh?
Because you can't. I mean, if you're going to be a host country, then you better cater to all the other
countries everything.
And their sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say, well, we can't accommodate that because our national sport is, let's say, cricket. Okay, so we're not going to, we don't run track and field here.
Yeah, we've got no stadium.
So,
but you know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for the softball players.
And tell us why.
I feel bad for them because the girls softball players, they don't have anywhere to play.
Well, they created a world championship, I just learned this, where they play it in Oklahoma City.
From all over the world?
Well, I'm not going to say all over the world. They had a few. It was a mini tournament because they had the best of them, like Japan.
Are they getting
Canada.
Paid?
I'm sure the national teams get some form of sponsorship.
They got paid, man. They need to get paid.
Well, right. Did you hear about, essentially, there's a disaster, if you will, to be an Olympian in terms of the amount of financial problems that you encounter? Okay, because you don't receive, let's say, for a stipend, nor can you, in order to maintain your amateurism status, you cannot accept monies even from certain sponsors, or it's a manner in which you can accept monies for certain sponsors.
As an Olympian?
As an Olympian, right. Because you hear about how, for instance, gymnastics, okay? It is not uncommon for those families, if you're not a wealthy family, to suffer great financial strife paying for this, such as Gabby Douglas. Everybody knows her mother had to file bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember when I was a kid, I was listening to this. I forget what Olympics. I don't believe it to be 90. I don't believe it was 96. Hey, by the way, let me interrupt myself. Mr. Brian Harper's on the line.
Interrupt myself.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Engineer, B-Hop, yeah, you there. Join us, fella.
Man, I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Oh, all good, all good, man. I'm up here running my mouth. I had to go flip at the screen. And Matt's telling me, would you please click on the orange block? Because Mr. Brian Harper's there.
I was enjoying it, man. You guys are really giving a good outlook and educating everybody on the Olympics, man. So do your thing, man.
Well, you know what? Enough about that. But you will close out the Olympics on this in terms of that financial note. I think there should be some relaxing or massaging of the rules to permit monies to be made for these individuals to be able to properly train, but also to provide for themselves and their families, some form of stipend. Would you be averse to that at all, Brian?
not in the least. When you add everything from television sponsorships to the people who are watching, I could have sworn last time I checked, I saw Kobe Bryant and Kevin Durant at swimming and track and field.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody's watching these people. So, I mean, everybody's getting compensated. Everybody's not getting compensated for what the effort that they put in. So, it's such a kind of, a twisted thing. You still got to be an amateur, so you can only take money from such and such. It's just such a controlling game, and I definitely don't agree with that at all.
So at what point do you start cutting them checks? Once they win the U.S. Nationals or something like that, and they're going into the trials? Or
why don't we use something along the lines of what, frankly, some of the communist countries use, and that is identification of individuals who you believe can go into a program for you, okay, and train them. But also provide some financial
assistance. You can't do that. You can't do that. The NRA won't let you. The NRA. Give me my gun.
Well, yeah,
they won't do it. They're not going to let government get involved that much.
Well, no. I'm not saying government. I'm saying private companies. We have a USOC. We have a USA Track and Field, for instance. We have these people.
And where are they going to get the
and
money?
They're a board. They already exist.
Okay.
They identify people who potentially can make the Olympic team.
Okay.
And offer them the opportunities. U.S. Olympic development. That's all I'm talking about, B-Hop. That's all I'm talking about, Roland.
At what age?
Well, you need to start you need to start identifying, and you can do that easily by the time you're in high school. You can at least do that.
Depending on what it is.
Right.
It's gymnastics, they start off much younger.
Right.
Fencing, defense, I don't know what time they start off. Track and field could be junior high, high school.
Right.
Things like that.
How do you find the ones in fencing, though?
Well, right. I mean, that's something onto itself. I mean, I'm just suggesting. I'm not saying
I'm
it
being
has to be
funny.
Well, right. I'm not saying also it's going to be all encompassing, if you will.
Mm-hmm. The kid that can hit the kid with the stick in the yard the fastest, that's how you find your fencer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because track's kind of easy. I mean, we all agree that's kind of field dated. Who's that kid that keeps winning by 10 yards?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then
Well, I just think it would be very difficult if you identified a kid at 8, 9, 10, 12, even 15 years old to try to put them in a program without it being private. If it's a public program, you're going to have problems getting funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the government is involved in trying to take these athletes to international games, they're going to be problems.
Well, there's a model that we can take and massage, okay?
Yeah.
And we see it exists, unfortunately. This probably sounds bad. Cuba. We see it in China.
Yeah,
communist countries.
Don't let Obama offer it. They think he's communist already.
Exactly. Socialism at the highest level once again.
He planned it all along.
Exactly.
But man, these people crazy.
They
man.
Are flat out crazy.
They blaming him for stuff they did.
Well, you know, just briefly on the whole immigration issue, everybody believes in overhauling of our immigration rules and immigration systems. But for anybody to take the position that we need to take 1.7 billion million people that are already here, many of which are not threats or danger to our security.
Right.
Okay. National security. And also brought over, let's say, for instance, a fair number of them while they were very young children where they didn't have a decision to make with respect to who brought them here. Now to say, okay, we suggest summarily deport them, that makes absolutely no freaking sense.
Well, no, you said it in the beginning. Millions of people that are here, they can't round them all up. It's going to cost them millions of billions of
right,
dollars
just
to send
to
them
do
back.
That. Exactly.
You know?
So,
what angers us, they really focus on the Latino community.
Yes.
I mean, you go to Atlanta, in Atlanta, you got Russians.
Yep.
Got so many Asians. I'm like, are you really serious? Like, y'all really serious talking about, like, deporting people?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
And I said the same thing that B-Hop says. You can go in Atlanta's my old hometown, because now, as I can finally say, I've lived longer in Arizona, more than half my life now here in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, what Brehoff is saying is absolutely correct. How many of them people are in the Asian community in here legally? You don't hear nobody saying nothing about
LA,
them.
San
I mean,
Francisco.
Right, exactly. How many of those people are Canadian that blend in with everybody else who
here?
Has state visas?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many of those people here? And then we make all of these pocket exceptions for those who have the financial wherewithal to contribute and say, hey, if you create jobs and things of that nature, I don't want to hear it. It's a bunch of hooey. The fact of the matter is, the United States of America is addicted to cheap labor. I'm one of them. You know.
Well, you know, here in Arizona alone, we've got all the Canadians that come here and buy the houses and rent the houses.
Right.
Half the houses are rented by Canadians. I mean, they're the landlords.
Yes, I agree.
They ain't kicking them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they invite them to their little events, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Why? Because they feel money. That it's all centered around money.
Oh, you speak our language.
Exactly. And you blend right in. You assimilate so very easily.
Yeah.
So that's a bunch of Hey, that's enough on the political end. Mr. Engineer, let's go to that first break
forte.
So we can bring it around.
That's my forte.
Stay on with us, folks. Planet Gridiron with your boys.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, brought to you by Whitetails Extreme.
On this week's program, we'll have professional hunter Mark Kaiser, decoy maker Mark Renner.
Hey, plus we'll have field judging guy Tony Grimmett and KOVE general manager, great guy, old Joe Kenny.
When we talk about antelope hunting.
And it's all brought to you by Ram Trucks at RamTrucks.com.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet and media.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And great to be back once again for that second segment. Roland, I just love the way it just trickles off of
those. Well, someday I want to be on the radio someday.
More than just doing reps.
I want a radio show.
Okay. Well, once again, we always like to thank Mr. Brian Harper for giving us that southern flavor, that southern swing for joining us. And, Brian, why don't you share with our listeners, for those of you all who do not know, Mr. Brian Harper is the defensive back secondary coach, for the South Alabama Jaguars, and they have just finished up 2-a-days. Brian?
Well, you got it wrong. I'm on the offensive side of the ball, but that's okay.
How did I do that? Oh, my bad, bro.
Maybe because you thought Roman my younger brother Roman plays in the secondary, so you just kind of naturally.
Yeah, you know what? I did. Because I got to be honest, B. I ain't never even asked you. I just know you're on the staff. I never specifically asked you what you coach. But nonetheless, go ahead and clarify for our listeners.
Before our listeners, the University of South Alabama, we're Division I team this year. We're the fastest college ever done it. I'm on the offensive side of the ball, helping out with receivers along with Coach Jerry Mack, who is the receivers coach, and also serve as the team chaplain in a lot of ways. So this year we move our Division I schedule. We're in the Sun Belt Conference. That's the conference of Arkansas State, Troy, but we will play Mississippi State, which is an SEC school this year, NC State, which is an ACC school, and we got to travel out and play the Hawaii Warriors. So it's going to be an interesting year for us.
Well, wow, man. You got a lot to look forward to. And get in where you fit in. And what I mean by that is you all dance around and don't. Yeah, it looks like you shy away for none of the big BCS conferences.
Okay, I'm going to ask you again, Brian. How's the music department? We need a scholarship.
I tell you what, one thing I can say, we have a huge band. So whoever's pushing the music department, basically, I have to just give Dr. Ehrman and Mr. Godfrey, we started this program off right. If you look at it, you cannot tell that we're an off-star program. If you name it, we got it. Might not be as big as other schools, but if you name it, we got it. We do a pretty good job. Everything from a private plane, clothes, video, got it now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Y'all stepped in, and it seems like to me you all were prepared to meet that opportunity, and it looks like you are obviously being successful with each year of the existence of your program.
Is it a predominantly Hispanic school?
Now,
no, I like that, in Alabama. But I tell you what, though, we're predominantly white, but you got some strong alumni. We're a strong medical school. A lot of doctors. A lot of doctors come out of South Alabama, and that's why you didn't hear us playing these big schools to get money. We built from within. We didn't need to go to, hey, Nebraska, can you give us 400,000 to beat us up? We built from within, so we're okay.
Hmm. Law school? Does it have a law school?
Nope. That's not us.
No, just medical.
Medical business education.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like that. That's that, yeah.
Oh, and
well,
music.
Medical.
Well, let's move on to something that was very interesting that was just stealing and smashing in headlines this weekend, and that would be Mr. Chad Johnson, formerly Chad Ochocinco. For all of those out there who have been living under a rock, Mr. Chad Johnson was extricated, if you will, from the Miami Dolphin roster.
He got fired.
For behaviors not only
got fired.
for behavior not only unbecoming of just him in general, but for some behaviors that you know what? I'm sorry, he invited it. You know,
right, tell us what happened. Just go ahead, talk about it.
Okay, here's what the thing is, and interrupt me, anyone who, Roland, Brian, if this is not your information. Apparently, he was confronted by his wife of 41 days at the time in which this happened with a receipt in which he allegedly purchased condoms. And I guess her rant or problem would be is, why is there a need to purchase condoms if it's just you and I married, engaged in this monogamous relationship? That's what I hear started the discord.
That's what we said.
Okay, that's what you heard too. Okay.
But 41 days, that the contract ain't good.
No, the ink ain't even wet.
But it ain't good. He ain't got on it in contract, right? 41 days?
Which contract
are we speaking of? The
marriage. No. The license is good.
Yeah, good.
He married.
Yep, married.
I agree. The ink ain't dry. You know, the fact of the matter is, yeah, the contract, if you will, is binding. So apparently, this discord resulted in, or at least escalated to where it was physical. And there are allegations that Mr. Johnson...
Quit sensationalizing, Dave. Just tell us, man. He bumped in the head.
He said he did not headbutt. Their heads met. Opening up a 3-inch gash on his soon-to-be ex-wife's forehead. Now, if anybody's familiar with her, she apparently plays on Basketball Wives. I can't even remember her name. I know what she looks
like. Wait.
Evelyn Lozada.
Someone here actually watched the show.
3-inch gash on her head?
Isn't that what you heard? Not centimeter, 3-inch gash.
Gash, centimeters.
So, in other words, let's put it this way. He peeled that wig back to as the white meat was shucked.
He tried it 3 inches. That's, boy, he busted her head.
So,
either that, or she had butted him.
You're right.
So her work is.
Go ahead, B.
The problem I have with it, we all, and if you don't watch the show, and of course, when I was dating someone, that's how I got to, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
But my thing is this. It's one thing to find a condom, but when you say, I think the rumor that I heard that she found it in a trunk. And now, let's talk about us when we were in our doggish days. Let's be real. All right, and I don't know how many listeners you got because I don't want to put the player's card out there. I don't want to mess it up for the players, but...
Yeah, mine been revoked a long time ago, though, B.
But if you are buying condoms, the first thing you're going to do is put those condoms in your pocket and throw away the box and even tell them to keep the receipt. So, I don't know if Chad just slipped up or messed up or this is something she made up because me... If you've been dating someone for 2 years and you have a lover spat, and even though, you know, you got headbutted, you don't, to me, just immediately tell them, I don't want no contact, and then I'm going to file a divorce. I just think she had a nice little come-up game plan because even right now, after a month of being married, after divorce, she's going to get off about 15%, so she's going to come up about $105,000.
Mm-hmm. So you saying that...
I'm just going off of his $900,000 contract, or what he made. If that's what he signed with the Dolphins, and now she's divorcing him at the time of divorce, she's going to get about $105,000. So, to me, he should have known better if you know who the woman is.
Yep.
I personally like she looks like she likes drama, and I just think she had a game plan.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you guys, you know, I've got some friends, you know, how Facebook is.
Yeah.
And some of my friends are players' wives. And the scuttlebutt is that she played him. And, you know, it was like, girl, you know, guys, watch out for chicks like this and she's that. So everybody ain't in her corner, and they are not high-fiving from the game she just ran on Chad.
Yeah, to me,
even the players' wives, you know what I'm saying?
She had a game plan. I think she never really too long. He loved her because, to me, if you really mad at a woman, mad enough to headbutt her, then everybody's already bashing you. I done lost my job. Oh, I'm going to say something bad about you.
Oh, yeah.
Chad ain't said nothing bad about it. He's like, oh, I still love her, blah, blah, blah. Man, to me, I think she already had in her mind to find something to make something dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I would agree with that. But if, like you said, Brian, if anybody has even seen a sliver of that show, okay, then you would know what she was about.
Well, wait, you ain't got to see the show. Brian, you see it every Sunday when you show up at the stadium.
Yep.
You see the ones that's trying to play, the ones trying to get in, you know?
And I ain't partaking.
We didn't ask you about all that.
You ain't got to hear that, brother.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you see what's out there. You've seen the game being played.
Definitely.
There's a young brother here. I won't say no names. Guy been in the business, for years, over 10 years in the business, seen all the game run. Young kid comes in, gets a lot of money, and the older gentleman goes to him and says, hey, back off that. That's trouble. That's, oh, but I love her. I love her. Hey, you don't love her. She love everybody. Mm-hmm. Just leave her alone. What happens? He gets his head bumped.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
Young guys come in and they know, they see them, they know the team better than the team knows itself.
Oh yeah, hey, those guys like those Evan Lozada guys, they know what your 40 time is, they know what your jump shot radius is.
Oh yeah, that's their job.
Yeah,
that's their job. Get a check, rip off them golden coupons.
Or a Groupon, Dad.
Well, if you can get two or three, that's a Groupon. But if you get one, that's a golden coupon there, boy. You get one kid. Yep.
Well, you know what? I don't harbor or wish any ill will on Chad Johnson. I frankly, I think he's a one dance, you know, pony or one, you know, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Time is passing by for him. I mean, you know, he was a great receiver at one time in terms of his athletic ability. I think because of his skills beginning to diminish, there's another part of the game, Brian, that he never developed. And because of that, I think the window may be closing. And what I mean by that is the savviness of being a student of the game, knowing how to do certain things when your athletic ability begins to diminish.
Well, with that being said, the bottom line is, checking your ego.
Yes.
Checking your ego and knowing someday you will not be in the limelight, and you need, and the way to the limelight is not just jumping in the fastest car you can find. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, check your ego at the door and just do what you do and things will be okay. You know, he could have took all his money, retired, and lived a nice life, happily ever after. Coach, done radio, television. What do you think his chances are now of getting a TV gig?
Well, I know he's lost several of his sponsors, like the coconut water that he once had. He had a show, actually, with this woman that is up in flames. So I don't know how well she thought her own game out, to be honest, Brian, in light of the fact that she cut her nose off to doing that one.
Yeah.
Oh, but she'll still do basketball-wise.
Yeah.
People, unfortunately, society is so forgiving of a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but for $105,000, she could have took that from him over 10 months. You know what I'm saying?
No, she did take that, and now she's going to get an additional $105,000 is really what he's saying. And for anybody who wants to join in and share their opinion, our listeners, hit us up at 888-346-9144. We'd love to hear your impressions or your thoughts.
Well, I'm glad I'm a commoner.
Oh, no, I'm good. I call it I'm good. I need to have a shirt, dude, that says that, because I don't need no drama in my life.
Uh-uh.
It's already hard enough, eh?
I had a conversation with Ira about that this morning, you know?
You know, and moving on to another topic, though, and we're going to actually have to carry it over even to the other side, but we can start now, is the honey badger, Tyrann Mathieu. his decision.
Honey Badger don't give it.
Yeah, well, because the Honey Badger don't give is the reason why the Honey Badger is in the situation that he's in right now.
He don't have a team?
He doesn't have a team, but apparently...
what was he doing, drugs or alcohol?
It appears to be drugs. He is now in rehab.
You want to smoke one with your boy Rick James?
He wanted, as the immortal words, he wanted to fight up, as Rick James was saying.
Oh, wait, what was he smoking? Just weed or what?
It appears to be marijuana.
What's wrong with that?
You know what, man?
Smoke the boy Rick James.
Rick James rolled a fat one, man. What's wrong with that?
You can't blaze the blunt.
You can't
blaze it when you're dealing with the NCAA.
What if you got a medical card? Get a medical card.
I don't care. You better deal with the pain some other way. Okay? Because when the NCAA steps in and says that thou shalt not.
I don't see how he smoked that stuff and stay skinny.
Man, that little cat, man, you know, he definitely dealing with some demons there. Apparently, he's had an extremely tough upbringing. That seems to be the consistent story.
A lot of these kids are, you know, and they play out of anger, you know?
He definitely is an emotional man. He definitely has some scars or some injuries, if you will, that are emotional that he's dealing with.
And they don't have in colleges. Brian, help me out here. In a college, you got a kid that comes in with a little emotional problems. You don't have psychs or shrinks or anybody to sit there and try to talk him through it.
And before you answer that, Brian, please hold on to that. We got to go to break, but I want you to pick it up on the other side. Stay with us, folks. Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about? Either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go. You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steele, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steele Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
All right, welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media. Our last segment today, we got to cut it short. It's the middle of August. You know that day, the shortest radio day of the year.
That seems to be something that you
had. Go ahead.
You seem to hit us up with a new holiday, if you will, with respect to the radio.
It's my birthday. My birthday this week. Hey, but anyway, what was my question to Brian before we went to break?
Brian was like, we were talking about obviously the Tyrann Mathieu, better known as the Honey Badger, who has been dismissed. And is apparently now in rehab
with
John Lucas in Houston.
Yeah.
And what you were asking Brian, and Brian, love to hear from you regarding this issue, is whether or not the programs offer
I couldn't remember.
Some form
they
of
say
psychic.
The memory is the second thing to go. But anyway, go ahead, Brian, answer.
You know, provide assistance for a young man like him.
You don't have, like, specific programs. You always have advisors, people around that try to detract the young man from that. You always have different speakers and people that are trying to help you, because the one thing that I don't understand is, like, you know, I know what environment he came from, but right now it's the environment you are in.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead.
You've got to understand, though, that especially if you've been tested, the biggest thing is this wasn't a one-time offense. He's gone. You know, he knew this was his third offense, and most of the time, when you start talking that at a collegiate level. Your third offense is when you're telling the coach, like, you know what, I'm putting myself before the team.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Let me ask you this then. What does it cost, Dave, you might know also, a full ride scholarship for a football player for 1 year, what's the cost?
Books, tuition, fees, food, that kind of stuff right
there. And being on the team, flights and all that stuff.
It depends, but it's going to be roughly somewhere between low end, I would say $30,000, high end, depending on the program, a year now.
We're talking from September to June.
About $30,000 to about $50,000, high 30s to about $50,000.
Okay, let's say you take $45,000. And how many scholarships you get?
You allow 85.
85 scholarships for the year? Or to have altogether?
You allow 85 per year, calendar year. Only.
Okay, so you got 85 scholarships, and you take those 85 scholarships and just take five of them and take that $50,000 or $45,000 and invest in psych. Invest in counselors, you know what I mean? Just to be there.
You should have to invest in counseling.
Huh?
You should have to invest in counseling. I can say, look, I should have to invest because I'm saying, like, there's a kid on our team whose situation is way worse than I am.
Yeah. But, you know, they should have. I think all these kids should talk.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
This kid right here has fought through. He's worked his butt off. He doesn't make any excuses. And I mean, and the kid has a strong faith. And he didn't have parents. I mean,
hey, Brian, it sounds like you're down in the bayous,
man. Where you at, buddy? You're breaking up pretty bad.
I am in the bayou. I'm in Grand Bay. You got me?
Okay, now.
You're in the swamps.
But no, what I was saying is this kid has fought hard. He had a worse home life than a honey badger. And I'm just telling you, I don't think you need counselors. I think kids need to understand when you're there to do a job and we're giving you your education, then you are counted as a honey badger. He put himself before the team.
But
this
you just said that. You just hit the head on the nail on the head. These kids, they're still kids.
No, there's kids that are evolving into young men and know the difference between right and wrong.
What about some guidance?
You got at least 85 on scholarship plus walk-ons, okay? So there's attention that's obviously can be diverted toward addressing some of these issues, but how much time do we have for an issue like this?
How many people at LSU's team? Let me ask you a question. Bro.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, how many people at LSU's team in the past 2 years been kicked off for their third drug offense?
Probably none. I don't know.
Exactly. None. Mm-hmm. Exactly
so
none.
You got this kid who now I don't think he's younger than me. He knows he's about to be a first-round draft pick, and he's probably been exposed and getting a lot more than he's probably used to, and he put himself in front of the team. That wasn't addiction. That has nothing to do with a home life. That is
ego. All ego.
It's all ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, he figures that, you know what, they'll make this exception for me. Why? Because we already know this was not the first incident, because we're not going to expel a young man, not especially a black caliber.
And I'm going.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to expel a kid like
that. So now what happens with this kid now? His first round, is that in jeopardy?
Well, see, I never looked at him as a first rounder anyway due to, and I could be wrong, Brian, but I'm looking at his size, speed ratio, and how he transitions his game to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
He's a early round pick, and what I mean by that is somewhere between second to third round, but right. I never envisioned him as a first rounder. I could be wrong. Brian?
I think had LSU won and he would have continued to make plays, they would have got first round off and just didn't win it, believe it or not, because he just had a knife on ball. Now with this trouble behind him, he'll go to a smaller school. The only way he can go even second round, he's got to come in and run like a 4-2, 4-3. If not, he'll be like a third or fourth round easily. But he could have came in and maybe ran a 4-4-40. Had he been at LSU, and no problem. He could have ran a 4-4.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing for him, though. If he's fourth, fifth round, whatever, he gets fifth round money. He's got to work his way back up. Then he'll know what it feels like to work for it. And we already know he has the tools.
Well, right. No, this is not about working when it comes to him. He is a good athlete. It's obviously he prepares for the game. It's obvious he's watching film. He has an innate ability to make plays. The problem with him, and I agree with Brian, is that he makes poor decisions and choices by putting himself before everyone else.
Off the field.
Mm-hmm. But his off-field behavior affects not only himself. it affected his team.
Where is he from?
He's right from there? The New Orleans area. He's from one of those poor parishes in New Orleans, one of those wards.
Yeah, he was down at the Essence Festival hanging out with his crew. Don't get me wrong, I saw his crew. They ain't the most viable thing, but money motivates him. I'm telling you, hey, I wouldn't walk up on his crew, that's for sure.
You had your hand on your wallet, eh? Did you walk through?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, I don't mean to cut you off here. Edrin James, anybody know where he's at and what he's doing?
No.
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah, no.
Huh. He's down on your laptop.
Maybe put a blog out on that. Where's Edrin James?
Yeah. That'd be interesting. But money motivates people differently. You look at Jamarcus Russell, man, $30 million, can't even stay in the league. Then you look at Terrell Pryor, everybody says, oh, he's an egotistical kid, but, hey, I don't see the Raiders cutting him. Right. He's doing whatever he needs to do to keep his check. So money motivates people differently.
Is he starting?
Well, no, he is definitely a work in progress.
Yeah, but...
Is Matt playing?
Matt who?
Leinart.
Matt actually looked good when he got a chance to get on the field. I thought he did, Brian. Matt Leinart is kind of, speaking kind of off subject here. But nonetheless, Matt Leinart can play well if you put him in the right system. He's a system type of quarterback. So, certain people you draft, you have to draft with knowing or bearing in mind that they have certain limitations and they can excel in one system but not in the other. It's like trying to fit a round.
Yeah, he wasn't. Matt couldn't perform in this.
Not what they're asking him to do here.
Yeah,
they couldn't ask him.
Said Pittsburgh, get beat up, pounded. You know, you need a guy Roethlisberger size to play that.
Exactly.
And we don't have Skelton's close to that's the closest one we've got to that size of playing that kind of football.
Yeah.
We'll find out this weekend.
I see y'all made a smart move in naming him the starter. That was smart.
Skelton? You know what? Unless you read something I haven't, I don't think they've come straight out, but he does have the lead, and I don't think anybody really is objecting or somebody casting disparaging remarks about that.
Right. So,
when did you see that?
What was that, the other day? Wednesday?
It's Skelton starting, huh?
Well, I know this game they are going to give the nod to, I think Cobb is going to start this game tonight. And then I think a decision needs to be made. Based on what I've seen, and I don't think anyone has set the world on fire, if I had to make a decision.
Hey, Sparkle came out.
Yeah, I would have to pick Skelton at this point.
Cobb's not starting tonight, is he?
No, Cobb is going to start tonight.
Wow, I read that Skelton start, but I could be wrong. But you're right, you got to be in the right system. Like, I'm not a big believer in Alex Smith. Everybody
oh, hell no. Nah. I'm with you, too. Excuse the language on that one, but I agree. I'm not a fan of his either. They asked him to make very limited throws. They did. I bet you they did one two-man routes, and that was it. If it's not there, throw it away or run.
Right, and everybody's like, oh, they got Randy Moss. I said, you think Alex would get it to him? I said, but don't worry. Everybody's on it. I'm not against the 49ers, not bitter, but I want to see what you made of in year two when you got grown men going on your assistant coach Harbaugh. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what you made up.
Exactly. It's going to get exciting. We're going to have to shut it down early. Sorry for the show being a little bit disjointed to all our listeners out there.
No, that's okay. They got other things to do, too.
No, we got to bring it around.
We got to get to court. I got to go help Dave in court. We got a hearing to go to.
But in any event, Brian, thank you so much for joining us once again. Be safe down there in New Orleans. And
I'll see y'all next week, Lord willing.
Okay,
all right.
Look forward to hearing from you, man. Be good. To all our listeners, thank you very much for hanging out with us this Friday, August 17th. Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron.
All right.
Roll, take it easy. David, we're out.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.